John 4, 1-6. Dear friends, don't believe anyone who claims to have the Spirit of God. Test them all to find out if they really do come from God. Many false prophets have already gone out into the world, and you can know which ones come from God. His Spirit says that Jesus Christ has a truly human body. But when someone doesn't say this about Jesus, you know that person has a spirit that doesn't come from God and is the enemy of Christ, the Antichrist. You knew that this enemy was coming into the world and now is already here. Children, you belong to God, and you have defeated these enemies. God's Spirit is in you and is more powerful than the one that is in the world. These enemies belong to this world, and the world listens to them because they speak its language. We belong to God, and everyone who knows God will listen to us. But the people who don't know God won't listen to us. That is how we can tell the spirit that speaks the truth from the one that tells lies.
Amen. Should we pray for Anthony, who's going to come and share with us? Lord Jesus, thank you for Anthony. Thank you for the words that you've given him for us today. And we pray that we would hear them and listen to them and receive them into our hearts, and that they would help us to see more of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, so as stated, we're looking at truth and lies today. First of all, I want to read you this quote. It says, truth is truth, even if no one believes it. A lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. Let me say that again. Truth is truth, even if no one believes it. A lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. So we have already looked at the scripture. So first of all, testing the spirits. We shouldn't believe that everything that's said to us, and we can't trust it all. There's so many lies out in the world. There's so many voices, but who do we listen to? We need to ask ourselves, which one is God? Otherwise, we'll end up in confusion. We'll end up in a bit of a mess and be questioning everything. We'll be here one minute and gone the next. So how do we discern these voices? In Luke 24, verse 32, it says, they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us? I'll give you a bit of context to start this off. They were walking along the road after Jesus' resurrection, and Jesus starts talking to them. And as he was speaking to them, their hearts were burning within them. That's one way we could tell truth, is that our hearts burn within us. It's a bit like this flame. It's a bit like fire. It burns within our hearts, just like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit confirms truth within our hearts, and it fills us, it stirs us up, and it confirms the truth of God in our lives. For example, there's been many times where people have prophesied over me in the past, and my heart's been stirred up, and I felt joy and peace. And then afterwards I checked to see whether it is actually biblical and scriptural as well, and whether it was from the Lord. So we could also check against scripture. So what does the Bible say to us? Another way is through prayer. So praying, what does God actually say in this situation? Asking for knowledge and guidance. In a way, we are all prophets, because we all listen and we all speak. There is power in everyone's tongue. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat of its fruit. So this makes us ask the question, what are we a prophet of? Are we a prophet of the world, the devil, or the flesh? The devil says, you're not worthy, you're not loved, you be nasty to all your friends. The flesh says, please yourself, make yourself happy. Put yourself first, and maybe lies of the past come creeping back too. Or lies of the world that says, buy this, have the best house, have the biggest family, and look like this. I don't know if you've all heard of the Beachbody experience, that you should look like this. But we need to ask, is it from God? Is it from God? So, who are we listening to, and what are we speaking? What does God want us to do? In Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the needs of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. So we need to speak what is right, what is truth, and what builds up to give grace and share grace. And to speak truth in love as well, that's an important thing. And who better way to look at this as an example than Jesus himself? he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except from through him. He is the truth. In John 8, 32, it also says, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And as Christians, as little Christ, as the Greek word means, we could live out in the truth of Jesus, in the truth of Christ. And we could ask ourselves, what does Jesus say is true? So instead of asking, what would Jesus do? We could ask ourselves, what would Jesus say? And then in verse 4 of the passage, it says, you are from God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You are overcomers, brothers and sisters. We are overcomers in Christ through the Holy Spirit. God lives in us through Christ in us, the hope of glory. So no longer do we have to be bound by liars. We can live in the truth of Jesus. Now we've got an illustration. This is where we've got all the post-it notes. So can I have Ethan up for a minute, please? Okay, we have one table at a time. So one table at a time, starting from this table. Can you bring your post-it notes up and stick them on Ethan, please? So these are all the liars, the lies of the world, the lies of the flesh, the lies of the devil. Sometimes they label us and we get stuck in them. Okay, so at the beginning we were all writing down lies about what the flesh tells us, what the world tells us, and what the devil tells us. And now this is just an example of that, so being labelled by these lies. But we're going to do something in a minute, which you could probably guess, but you'll see. Okay, so these are the liars, but we don't want to listen to the liars. We don't want to be labelled by the liars, do we? So, in Christ, we could shake them off. We are overcomers. So, Ethan, shake them off in Christ. Shake off those liars. Bit more effort. Use the authority of Christ in you. And once we shake off those lies, God speaks truth over us in his word. And then once we've clarified what is lies, we can receive the truth from Jesus. So we've just got a video to say who we are in Christ. So there's who we are in Christ. But part of lies as well is who God is. So the Bible tells us who God is and it reveals to us Jesus. And Jesus is who God is as well, is God made man. So I just want to end in prayer for you guys. Yeah, thank you, Lord, that you came in the image of your Son to reveal who you are, to reveal the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. That's you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful truth, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to listen to those lies anymore, Lord, Jesus. That you set us free, Lord, that by your power of your Spirit in us, Lord, you release your life, you release your truth, Lord. And we just invite you again today, Lord, to release your truth, release your freedom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We'll be right back.